So let's go on and talk about some of your other cases. Maybe you can talk about your other 74-year-old man.
Okay, so it's a 74-year-old male with a history of CML transformed to AML, status post-chemotherapy with Hydra and cladribine and LDAC. Patient received allopurinol, 300 milligrams daily as prophylaxis for tumor lysis, starting 3 days prior to chemotherapy. The Y count was 8.2 with 40% blasts on the peripheral smear. 3 days later, labs were checked and the Y count was 0.6 with 10% blasts. Potassium was 6.5. The calcium was low at 6. The phosphorus 12.7 and a uric acid was only 4.3. However, the creatinine increased from 1.1 to 2.3 with decreased urine output, and the patient was started on dialysis. So this is a nice example of a patient who, despite adequate control of the uric serum uric acid, still developed a complication of acute kidney injury, presumably from tumor lysis syndrome and likely calcium phosphorus deposition in the kidneys.
What was done in addition to dialysis to manage him? I see also his calcium was down and phosphorus was up.
Yeah, so once he started on dialysis, the phosphorus came down nicely and the calcium came up appropriately. So nothing specifically was done with that. Obviously, the potassium was fixed with dialysis as well. There may have been also some uric acid deposition in the kidneys as well. It was just so rapid that we didn't see a rise in the serum levels, which may have also contributed. Unfortunately, this patient's hospital course, he continued to decline and also went into multi-organ failure and passed away shortly thereafter.